Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A Bitcoin mining firm just declared bankruptcy and it still owes millions. Good evening. I'm Mark Hochstein, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from Wednesday, November 21st. Also on today's show, there is about $6 billion tops in insurance available for the crypto industry, but that's probably not enough. Bitcoin Cash's messy divorce seems to be for keeps, and a crypto-friendly bank now serves nearly 500 startups from the space. We'll have more on these and other stories on today's show. The U.S. crypto mining firm Gigawatt filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Monday, court documents reveal, but it still owes creditors about $7 million. These creditors include its utility suppliers. It owes one company $310,000 and another nearly half a million. Further, the company now has less than $50,000 in assets, with about $10 to $50 million in liabilities. In a special shareholders meeting Sunday, the company noted that it was insolvent. The company was founded with the goal of allowing small-scale miners to participate in the industry by creating mining pods in areas with cheap electricity. It held an initial coin offering in May 2017, raising about $22 million. However, Gigawatt was sued in January for conducting what was alleged to be an unregistered securities offering after the firm failed to meet construction deadlines and allegedly did not honor promises to refund contributions. Next up, insurance coverage in the crypto space totals, at best, $6 billion. But that's a mere drop in the bucket for a space with a market cap of $140 billion, even after an 11-month-long bear market. In fact, some of the leading exchanges each conduct 1 billion transactions every day. Insurance is a critical need, however, particularly for institutional investors looking to enter the space. While much of the industry's focus has been on custody, insurance products, including for theft, are equally sought after to protect major financial firms. And considering how difficult it is for companies to obtain insurance, it's perhaps worth noting that one exchange has secured a large chunk. As Ian Allison of CoinDesk reports today, Coinbase has about $250 million in coverage. That's more than twice the $100 million that might be expected for a typical exchange operating hot and cold wallets. You can read Ian's deep dive into the world of crypto insurance on CoinDesk.com. 6 days after the Bitcoin Cash hard fork, it appears that the chains will be permanently split. A number of exchanges, including Coinbase, are beginning to open up transactions for both Bitcoin Cash ABC and Bitcoin Cash SV, the two competing roadmaps. That said, Bitcoin Cash ABC may tentatively be described as the winner, if there is one, of this hash war. Some platforms have begun designating the ABC chain with the original BCH ticker, though others continue to list ABC and SV as two tokens. Bitcoin Cash ABC has also maintained a lead in block count and proof of work, according to data sites such as CoinDance, although SV proponents, like Craig Wright, sure aren't ready to throw in the towel. Wright told CoinDesk that he was in for the long haul, hoping that ABC's miners and supporters will eventually expend themselves.
Hey guys, this is Jacob at CoinDesk. Wanted to tell you guys about another podcast that I'm a big fan of. 4.5 years ago, I was a complete newbie in the crypto space. For many people who don't really feel comfortable asking the tough questions, I've got just the podcast for you. Coin Talk is a crypto podcast that asks the very dumb questions you're thinking about, and it's hosted by two amateurs, Aaron Lammer from the Long Form Podcast and Jay Kang, who writes for the New York Times Magazine. It's funny, occasionally informative, and it tries to break down really what all this crypto culture and Bitcoin really is all about. The best part is, unlike most people on the periphery of journalism, the hosts are not no coiners. They try everything themselves. They buy the shit coins, they make bets on Augur, and they've lost money like the rest of us. If you're interested in one of those really straight to the point, dumb question podcasts about crypto, Coin Talk is just for you. Check them out weekly on the podcast app of your choice, or check out their transcripts at medium.com/cointalk. Now, let's get back to late confirmation.
And finally, Silvergate Bank in La Jolla, California, has 483 crypto startups as its clients, according to a filing it made as part of an initial public offering. Silvergate Capital, the bank's parent company, filed an S-1 prospectus, noting that it holds $1.7 billion in non-interest-bearing deposits as of last quarter. Deposits from cryptocurrency companies make up the majority of its funding, the bank said. The bank's primary customers today are crypto exchanges, which have $783 million in deposits at Silvergate, hedge funds and VC firms focused on crypto-related assets, which provide another $573 million in deposits, and other companies such as miners and developers, which provide $227 million in deposits. CoinDesk has officially launched the Crypto Economics Explorer, a new visualization tool aimed at providing a comprehensive look at the health of the ecosystems built around various crypto assets. Check it out at coindesk.com/data and let us know what you think. You can also find links to all of the stories discussed on this episode in the show notes. Late Confirmation will return on Monday, November 26th. For the latest news and updates around the clock, go to coindesk.com and our Twitter feed, @CoinDesk. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. Happy Thanksgiving to our listeners in the U.S. Enjoy the turkey. For CoinDesk, I'm Mark Hochstein, and this has been Late Confirmation.